we switched and I had another male gynecologist, and then I was like,
it seems like they're all male though. No,
you know,
I feel like
a lot of them are men,
but not the Jewish. And I would see the gynecologist.
I work at a Jewish now too. You know, I'm gonna apply for the OBGI. You know what? I'm
gonna apply.
I want to become a.
Why? Why do you want to become an OBGY?
Black OBGY? I want to know the mysticism behind the box.
You
know,
you want to get the lights all in there?
Can I say vagina on radio? We know we are. FM.
You just did.
Vagina is the appropriate medical term.
You know,
so it's okay.
So it's okay.
You know, they can't say the P word, right? You know, there's an oath. You didn't know,
No, somebody told me there was an oath about
Doing this show, too much information. I know too much stuff now.
That's good. So that's a good problem to have. That's a good problem to have.
I just feel like I look good in a white coat. You know, I just want to have a secretary and come in. Where's my coffee,
and you're
Julie?
You're going to be all up in
Julie,
there looking,
where's my coffee?
Finding the mystery.
Yeah, but see, my problem, Youssef, I have this thing where I can't unknow things, right? like I still remember where I have an ex-girlfriend that farted when I was like 19 in my first semester of college. I still can't unknow that. You know what I mean? Like, I can't unknow. I feel like if I was a black OBGYN, I'll see certain things. Mm. Like, not everybody's clean, Lambo.
Oh, I know. I'm a woman. And I've been around other women.
Big Will, some people be frothing out there.
Yeah, you be nicknaming them when you see them in the street. Hey, frothing.
Youssef, man, you're a dope guy. Youssef, I feel like you need your own reality show, man. You need like a special.
Yeah, I feel
like a camera. You're Lebanese, you're Muslim, your wife is Filipino.
Agnostic.
Agnostic. Okay. He's spiritual. He's spiritually inclined. Do you burn sage at home? You get rid of the bad spirits? I wonder if Youssef feels like he's living in the shadows. You feel like you need to start doing jokes about your sister free by the image.
That's right.
One of the hottest tattoo artists in the city, period.
Yeah,
right
shout
now.
Out to her.
If you ain't getting no work from her, you ain't shit.
I'm still waiting for work. I just found out about I'm gonna be in Atlanta today.
I'm like, yo, I know your brother.
I'm gonna go book.
I'm gonna keep calling her free by the image until I get a booking. I want dead unicorns all over my back. They used to call me the unicorn killer. But
I appreciate you guys, man. Honestly, you say I need a reality show. I just need to be on this show more often. You guys are fun as hell, man. I really appreciate you guys.
We ain't always poolside, but Lambo's always here, man. We can always come poolside for you. But you said let the people know how they can follow you, how they can catch you. I know they can catch you on September 17th. Me and comedy. It seems like a trilogy. Yeah. It's the Big Will Breast Cancer Extravaganza. Mm-hmm. Let people know how they can follow you. Yeah. Give them the IG and all that.
You guys can find me on Instagram at big_poppy_daycare.
I'm going to do it now.
That's the handle. big_poppy.
Okay, well, listen, you can't leave on that note. What is Big Poppy Daycare about? You guys are ridiculous. I'm sick and tired of you. I'm throwing comedians on my list. Like you said before you go, I have a list of people I dislike. I dislike people that smile too much, like the Wayne Brady's, the Magic Johnsons.
Right.
You can't trust people that skin too much teeth. You
right,
know what I mean?
Right, right.
The dancer guys, I'm down. I'm done with the dancer guys. All the little Chris Brown pop, I'm sick and tired of them.
Me too.
We hung out with the twins. Shout out to Lambo. I'm sick and tired of these guys.
They
come
back,
girls, just
because
you can pop your arm. You looking futuristic. You lean back like you in the Matrix. And I hate the R&B singer guys. Shout out to my boy Trey Lamont.
I say shout out to Trey.
I'm sick and tired of all these crooner niggas.
Don't listen to Weezy.
Oh, listen, I was trying not to say the N-word anymore. Goddamn. I'm only human. But now I'm going to add you comedian guys, y'all. All you jokey guys. I can make her laugh. She likes me. I'm entertaining. But I love you, Sam.
You just got to come through to Comedy and Me, and we're gonna win you over, man.
I'm going to be there. I'm going to urge everybody to get tickets. You guys know, follow Big Will. Do you have a hyphen in your joint? Big Will 514.
You don't need no hyphen. Look at him. He's the man. Big Will 514.
Big Will dressed like he's going to a yacht party today.
He's by the poolside. He's chilling.
Rick Ross light.
You know?
He looking like Rick Ross.
I need to start bringing out girls to do the mobile pedicures, manicures, and massages next time around here. They keep offering it. I'm like, I got people you can massage and do their feet.
Listen, I don't know what kind of business Lambo's trying to start. We're available on Twitch, Detour514, YouTube, and Facebook. We have wings, massages, and oils. Johnson & Johnson owe me a check. That's what I want you to work on for me. Get me the baby oil. Connect.
You
I
want
the
baby oil connect?
Yeah. I have this dream, Youssef. I just want to load up baby oil in a water gun and just spray my girl with it.
That's not a bad dream. That could be a reality, man.
Some more detail.
Yeah. Same could happen.
You know, let me play some Beyonce. Kind of. When we come back, man, I think we have Big Will coming up. We're going to play some mix right here, man. It's the more detail. The MyTKT 9.3 FM.
something up.
Tonight I'm fucking something up.
I need some drink in my cup. Hey, I'm in the mood to fuck something up. I wanna go missing. I need a prescription. I wanna go higher. Can I sit on top of you? I wanna go where nobody's been.
Montreal, my city, you're not locked into the morning detail. The number one urban morning show in the country, Weezy Moon Chase and Lambo. We're coming to you poolside. I think in about 10, 15 minutes, we got Big Will coming on. Now keep it up. After 8:30, we have Keaton Clark, Bloc Montreal's candidate for Maghreb Bourgeois District. Apparently, that's LaSalle. You know, we're on that Jack Daniels. Now we're doing things. You can catch us live on Twitch, Detour514. Follow us, follow us. Montreal, my city, number one urban morning show in the country. You know we're doing things. Let's go.
What's in these four walls? You sexy, my love. Don't miss this roll call. Did you hear a word? Show up, show up,
show up, show up.
Pow up, pow up. You missed a nasty. I clean it up. There were nobody. Sit on top of you. We gon' fuck up the night.
Fuck it up
that night. Spaceship's mine.
Spaceship's mine.
Unapologetic when we fuck up the night.
Fuck it up, fuck it up.
Fuck up the night.
We gettin' fucked up tonight. We gon' fuck up the night.
So excited, so excited. I'm a seasoned professional. Squeeze it, don't let it go. Tease it, no self-control. I got time today.
I got time today. I got time.
Oh,
I got time today. I got time.
I can't wait to come out and play.
Ooh, yeah.
Montreal, my city, you're not locked into the best morning show in the country. You know how we're doing things. DJ Matt has left us. So I'm going to mix it myself. I don't need nobody. You know what? Let me hit you with some Chris Brown. You know how we're going to do things. Let's jump into this Lambo. Let it load up on you. Hey. You know how I do things. Moon Chaser, Jerry Curl Weezy. You know I'm doing the Jerry Curl next. I ain't mad at y'all.
It's your life, your way. I know you're psychic, psychic. Stop looking at me sideways.
I wanna know how she know. And how she reading my mind. She catch me every time. She might be psychic, but I like.
She know about the mother girl,
but she's still on my mind. A third eye's always on me. Might be psychic, but I like it.
Loosen up, baby, you're a dime. Me up. Yeah. You know I'm not with a lot of goofy stuff. No rush, don't confuse yourself. I told you plenty times I've been through some stuff. A lot on my mind, yeah. Times get rough. You give me a sign, I'll land you up high.
I got the keys in the trunk. If it come down to it, would you lie for me? Put your life on the line, cry for me.
All I'm asking from you is a little loyalty.
All I'm asking from you is a little loyalty, yeah.
I wanna know how she know. And how she reading my mind. She catch me every time.
She
might be psychic, but I like.
She know about the mother girl,
but she's still on my mind.
A
third eye's always on
me.
Might be psychic, but I like it.
late, but there's so much I got offer you. I know you can't get these party promoters off of you. But tell me, would you slide for me if I call for you? Hop in the shower, let me wash that club off of you. And I got some Colgate for that Casamigos. I know that tequila aggravates your alter ego. And that little body that you got is like a cheat code. You a sweetheart, but I know that you a freak, though. I know you at the club sipping Clico, rapping to that Durky old. But you know I know that you a geek, though. I know that you watch anime. I know you'd rather be home. I know you had an emo phase and you had a ringtone that went like... Yes, I have, and I'm growing impatient. Growing up, I used to go in the basement. Now I'm grown, and we on the top floor. It's amazing. The penthouse NASA, I'll show you what space is. First, second, third, I can show you the bases. I don't have to say shit, because I feel like you know what I'm thinking.
I want to know how she know, and how she reading my mind. She catch me every time. She might be psychic, but I like
she know about the mother girl.
So good, she might text. Make me feel so good in every way.
You keep reading my mind, baby.
So I hope you understand me.
Girl, you're psychic, psychic.
Girl, you're looking so good,
she might text.
She make me feel so good in every way.
Stop looking at me sideways, girl,
cause I know you
I
understand
wanna know
me.
How she know me. And how she reading my mind. She catch me every time. She might be psychic, yeah. But her life.
She know about the mother girl.
But she's still
a third eye's always on me.
Might be psychic, but I like it.
Get butterflies, oh yeah. Middle of the night, we all the way. Baby, baby. Ain't no looking around, I'm first place. So I love him even more on his worst day. He's always there for me. And I don't know why, he don't ever give up. Go beyond and above, yeah. But every time he does, I'm right back at her. I keep on falling in love. I'm falling in love.
it so hard giving you up. I'm counting the days till you come.
You know, I
I'm counting.
You know, I can't with Drake, huh? No, we ain't going yet. I can't with Drake, you know. Montreal, my city, you're locked into the best morning show in the country. We're live on Twitch, YouTube, Facebook. Okay, Big One, turn up your mic.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't let, hold on, let me pull up the Drake, bro. I got to pull up the Drake, man. Montreal, my city, catch us every week, Friday, 7 to 9. We're poolside this Friday, Lambo, Nigerian princess.
What do I want?
What do I want?
Why is it so hard?
Big up to Drake, man. You know how we do things. Montreal, my city, keep it locked, boy. We live, baby. Let's go.
I'm counting the ways to make you. What do I want? Why is it so hard giving you up? I'm counting the days till you come. I'm counting the ways to make you. You're my water, my refresher. Take off your clothes. Relieve pressure. I need your touch when I'm with you. My heart it beats different rhythm.
Killer cut blind. Killer cut blind. Killer cut blind. Killer cut blind.
Your pussy is calling my name.
Oh boy, hold on. I think I played the wrong version, Big Will. I think I played the wrong version of the Drake. It's the Mature Morning Show. Montreal, my city, keep it locked. It's the Morning Detour. Big Will and Friends coming up next. Big event, September 17th. You, me, and comedy. We got Yusef and many other comedians coming up. Weezy Moon, Chaser, Lambo, the Nigerian Princess. This is the number one urban morning show in the country. You know how we do things. Montreal, stand up. Shout out to everybody showing me love when I see you guys on the street. I do this for the block. I do this for the city. Lambo put her good jewelry on this morning. You know, she's a classy kind of woman. She put the jewelry on. Oh, hold on. I'll turn your mic on.
Oh, this is what we doing.
Yeah, well, you know.
Okay.
I tell him I'm coming up with my own sex toy this summer. I mean, this winter. For Christmas, the Moon Chaser.
You know, I got the hookup for that. Listen, man.
Let me know what's the date for my mold. You know how things is going on, man. Let me know the date for my mold. Let me get instrumental going
I'll
right
tell
here,
you,
man.
I will not be there for that, for the mold day.
Yeah, listen, but
you should do it. I think it's probably, listen, I told my husband, let's do the mold. Let's sell it. I don't care. He's like, but you don't mind? I'm like, I don't care.
Do what you need to do,
Make
Lambo.
That shmoney.
You want to be there? Listen, I'm not a shy guy, you know? Do what you need to do. I'm not a shy guy, you know? Everybody mad about the baby oil. Johnson & Johnson was really good. Montreal, my city, 8:18 in the morning. Coming up next, we have Keenan Clark, Bloc Montreal's candidate for the LaSalle districts. You know how things are doing. But before that, friend of the show, big homie.
That's right.
What's going on, Big Will?
Yes, sir. Good morning. Hello, hello, hi.
Yeah, Big Will came with his Barry White voice. We're coming to you live on Twitch, Facebook, YouTube, Detour 514. You know how we're doing things, man. You should subscribe to us.
That's
the
right.
Morning Detour, every Friday, 7 to 9, the leader in urban radio. So, Big Will, what's going on with you, brother?
Right now, life is good. You know, like, feeling blessed, highly favored and everything. So, just vibing everything. And now we got the comedy show coming up next week. And actually, a week from today is actually my birthday. And from that point, we decided to not only give back, but we're going to basically donate part of the proceeds to basically the Breast Cancer Association. And on top of that, if that wasn't enough, we're also donating as a present, such as like a gift for showing up, a 55-inch screen TV.
Okay, hold on, Big Will. You got to learn some of the more detail. You got to walk us through slowly.
Walk us through slowly.
First of all, creep through slowly. Where's the venue? Where's the event? Yes. Let's start there, Big Will. You know what I mean?
It's like, I'm giving away TVs. I'm giving away everything.
Yeah,
I know the nigga's excited.
You get something. You get it. You get a gift.
You know what?
Big Will, let's start off
small. Oprah right here is like, you get a TV and you get a TV.
Big Will, September 17th. Where is it going down? Well, let's open up there.
It's
going
to be in the West Island, the beautiful Marcel Morin location at the corner of René Aymar and Gouin. So make sure you come through. We got over 250 parking spots.
Ooh.
So you don't have to pay for parking. Come and have a great time. It would be better if you come. It would be better actually if you come by Uber, because we're about to get you twisted.
You see that? You talking dirty to me this morning. You saying we have 250
Ain't nobody
spots.
Talking to you dirty. You just dirty off top, Lambo.
That's to me when you have parking, when I can go somewhere parking. And park listen, or take listen, an Uber. Listen, it's not far.
The morning. Listen, we need 4 tickets. The morning detail coming through with that,
yeah,
man. We got to show you up. It's your birthday. It's breast cancer important. I will also donate as well, man. It's important, man. Because early detection is important.
Very important.
And, you know, it sucks when people lose their lives, because just because they, you know, especially in the black community, we're afraid of the doctors. We don't want to go. So very important. Are we wearing pink that day? That's what we're doing?
Well, you don't even have to wear pink. Basically, you
I'm pink in spirit, Lambo.
You can if you want to. You don't have to. We're just, what we want to do is, we want actually the website or to go and get your ticket. It's ticketgateway.com/pink. Or you can go directly on bigwill.ca. Or you could call me directly. Here's my phone number, 514-434-4426.
I love what you're doing, Big Will. You know why? Because I've lost 3 friends to breast cancer. Damn. Very young. I lost one, we saw here, Natalie Augustine, that lost her life here at 33. Yeah. I had a friend of mine in January 1st of 2017 at 40, lost her life. I have another friend in New York City who lost her life on July 25th, 2018. And I had a breast cancer scare a few years ago where I found a lump and I had to go through everything. And because normally I did, you know, as women, we have to go check our breasts and everything. We don't want to, or we forget to. But I remember finding that lump, going for a biopsy, going through everything and having to wait 6 weeks to get to find out that it was, you know, it was benign. It wasn't malignant. Everything was running through my mind because I've been around women that have gone through it. But we need to talk about, male breast cancer, because men do also get breast cancer.
Damn. Definitely. Lambo, why are you even that? Like, Lambo, I'm already here, like, scared, because I got, you know what I mean? I got to get a prostate exam. My dad got caught with some stuff, you know what I mean?
But
like,
men can get breast cancer.
He got a little cancer and thing like that, you know, it's in remission. So now I got to go get prostate. You know, I got to get a colonoscopy.
Yeah.
I'm scared, man. You know, black guys aren't built for stuff going up our bums. Big Will's like, no.
No.
Not at all.
Yeah, no. Man, this thing called life is so wild. Yeah, especially the breast cancer thing, man. It hits so deeply, man, because all of us have at least somebody in our family that we lost to breast cancer. Early detection is very, very important.
It's the key, especially in the black community, because a lot of the time we are more predisposed to a lot of cancers in the black community, and that's something we need to talk about more. So, Big Will, big shout out to you. I will definitely be there. The Morning Detour Show will
we'll
be there.
Yeah, we'll be there. We'll be there.
We're definitely doing our best. Like last year we donated to Alexander Park Football Association.
Nice.
So every year we like when it comes to my birthday, we find an association or a group to actually give back to. And that's why this year we're like, hey, let's do that. And I think back in June of 2022, we actually donated to West Island Black Association, Community and everything. And so every now and then we want to give back to the community and let them know, like, hey, we're here. And that's when we say we're healing our community one joke at a time, we really mean it. We really stand behind it.
Yeah.
And then whatnot. So please get your tickets. I know a lot of people love to wait last minute. And last time, actually, when we had the show by the water, we were sold out. Once we're sold out, there's nothing that we could do.
Let them know, because
people don't understand. And no, I know, our folks like to wait last minute. But Big Will, listen, your events get sold out
once
so
we're sold out,
fast.
There's nothing we could do. And people get mad. I'm like, there's nothing I could do. Like last time we had a
you
announced
your events pretty early, so nobody can get mad at you.
But if they do, Lambo's going to be there and be like, leave Big Will alone.
People get vexed and listen, oh, you knew I was coming. Yeah, but you didn't book.
Yeah, well, there you go.
I know a lot of people are coming. Make sure you book. And it's very simple. One phone call. We could talk about the weather if you want afterwards, but first, call and book.
The Detour Table for 4, man.
Yeah, we're definitely going to be there. We're going to support.
Yeah.
We're going to donate. I'm gonna definitely donate, because to me, breast cancer, like I said, is very important to me. Just the women that I've lost, women that I've seen struggling, women that I still see struggling with breast cancer. My own scare really opened up my eyes. Now I'm always paranoid. I'm like, did you feel that? I tell my husband, did you touch that? Is that something? I'm like, it's called a doctor.
I was about to ask you that. Who's checking for your lumps, though?
I check, and then I ask for opinion.
Binky, that's the shirt. Who's checking for your lumps, Lambo?
But you gotta touch with your palms. You can't be grabby.
Okay.
Listen, can I use two fingers? Me and my two-finger guy, Big Well.
What are we talking about?
Me and my Hunger Games, Big Well. I put two fingers up in the air, nigga.
Oh, Lord. Pinky, get your man.
I'm telling you right now. Wheezy Moonches, I should have been a doctor. I should have been a white coat. I need to be a gynecologist or OBGYN. I need to do something. I'm going to take the course. Somebody hit me up right now. How long is the course? I need to be OB. I'll be the worst gynecologist. I be telling beer jokes. I say, oh, put your legs up. Let's see what I'm going.
Spread them wide.
Let's see what I'm
going. I can't see in there good enough.
Don't come see me if you ain't shaved, man.
sounds like a lawsuit.
That's right. Big Will said it sounded like a lawsuit.
You got a little Big Will, the voice of reason. That's the slogan for Big Will. Big Will, the voice of reason. Big Will, let the people know who are some of the comedians, and then we'll get into some of the jokes.
Right now, we have a whole heap of comedians. We have Jesse Mina coming up. Youssef, that you just had on the show earlier. We're bringing back, my mind ran blank. Basically, go online. Call us. We'll get you on there with all the comedians. We got a ton of comedians, a few headliners. It is a full show. The show starts at 9:30. It's a late show, so you can't tell me about working this and that. So we put out a late show.
Nice.
And just come through. And like I said, we're gifting a TV, a smart TV.
Talk to me about this TV. I like free TV. Yeah,
I'm going to call you Bro. I'm going to call you Bro-pra. Because, like, seriously, you just giving away stuff.
Yeah, so what we're doing is, as an incentive for people to show up early, we're giving away the TV at the beginning of the show. So if your name gets called and you're not there, we're picking another name.
There you go.
So make sure you come out. We're giving a TV. We're giving parts of the proceeds to the Breast Cancer Association. They will have a rep on site to even take donations and everything. Nice. So you will get your tax receipt.
DJ Maddie's back. He's
DJ
back.
DJ Maddie.
He's like, yo, we've been holding it down. I'm about to DJ myself.
I have to start learning how to DJ.
Pink pineapple in the building.
For sure. So like I said, the reps will be on site. So like that, you could get a tax receipt. So
amazing.
Like, that's what I'm saying.
Big old tax receipt.
It's very important because even when I've done things with my nonprofit, it's very important for the tax receipt. But you know what I like that you said? The show starts late because, you know, when you have children, you got to put them to bed. So there's no excuse. You know what Big Will just said? You have no excuse to support a good cause and come through and celebrate his birthday and donate money for something good, eat some good food, win a TV.
Chef Simon will be on the site.
You see? So you have no excuse not to be there. There's parking, 250 parking spots for free. So you have no excuse not to go cop your ticket. And just remind them where they can go get their tickets.
The best way to do it, give me a call. You have my direct number. I stand behind my product, and that's why you have my personal phone number, 514-434-4426. And if you want to pay with your credit card, go online, www.bigwill.ca.
Takes all currencies.
That's
a commercial right there.
Yo, why do you guys say it so sexy like that? Takes all currencies. Listen, how do I get money on this Twitch here? You follow us on Twitch.
Let's donate.
Big Will, we got a couple minutes before we got Keaton Clark coming up on the show. What's good with you, Big Will, man? Like, you know, we always get you on the show. You're talking about all these events. But what about you personally? What has the journey been like for you? For the last couple of years, you've been the leader in comedic events.
Yes.
You dealt with a lot of black people.
No, that's not easy. For sure.
Can you speak about that a little bit? Because a lot of people don't talk about the business.
We've been diversifying. We started a new show every Thursday. It's called Joker. And what we're doing, instead of the producers and all that to pocket the money, the comedians get the money. So
that's
basically
amazing.
It's a last comic standing. And the winner wins $2,000.
I saw that recently. It showed up on my timeline. Yeah. And I was like, what is this? And I went to go look at it.
Yeah.
So this is amazing because you know what? We were talking about that before, how like communities, we need to come together. We need to elevate each other. We need to stop bringing each other down or looking at each other as competition. Mm. We need to come together because you know what? We're stronger in numbers. There's enough money in the world. There's enough publicity in the world.
Definitely.
When we come together and show, you know what? Black folk, we can't work together. It's like, I that's why I love just scaling back for a moment to Selling Montreal. That black women can work together because that's something that we hear that women cannot work together.
Yeah.
So I love the fact that you're doing Joker because it's amazing.
But let me say this. Sorry to cut you, Big Will. But let's go on in it this way. I was thinking to myself, I was like, yo, I want to hit Lambo the question this week.
Go ahead.
Should the needs of a society only favor the majority?
No.
No.
You know what I mean? Because I'm looking at LeGo, I'm looking at how things are going down. Mm-hmm. And even in the black community, like, yeah, it's better if we support each other. Even, but the issue with a lot of us within the black community is that if I have an issue with Big Will, mm-hmm. but I know the greater goal is for our people, the black community, yeah. but something like, you know what, I'm going to let my personal grievance with Big Will cloud me from moving this thing forward.
No.
I think one of the issues in the black community, we have to learn to work with each other, even 100%. Though we don't really like each other.
But that's, you know what?
This should we do a seminar, Lambo,
we
for
need
that?
To. Like, you
like,
know?
Can we? Cause, We need to preach the greater good in our community.
You know what
somewhere.
I want to say on that point? You made an amazing point, Weezy. You know the point is when I've been to many, many boardroom meetings with many CEOs, okay? And the one thing that I learned, I had a mentor for a few years who owns a huge Fortune 500 company, and he told me one thing. He told me, he said, Lana, sometimes you're going to sit in a room full of sharks and devils. You may not like them. You may not want to have anything to do with them. But if you know that you can do something for the greater good, or you know that you can scale up or level up your business, sometimes you have to sit at the table with people that you don't necessarily like. But do you have to like everybody that you're doing business with? It's doing something to scale up and level up.
Yeah.
No, but when you're working for the community, we don't have to be friends. We
at
have
all.
To love what we're doing.
Exactly.
If we love the community the way we say we love the community, you could...
I think the issue a lot of people can't get past their own personal grievances.
They can't.
You know what I mean? Like, there's certain issues that's bigger than yourself. Like, I work a lot of people I don't like personally. But it's a bigger goal. I think mm-hmm. that's something that we need to talk about a little bit more.
Yeah, that's what I tell people. Like, after 5 o'clock, I clock out. I'm gone.
Yeah.
We don't have to be friends, but right now we have to run the company.
Too. Yeah.
And that's basically what it is. But the good thing about Big Will Comedy is that we make sure we unite the community. That's mm-hmm. the thing I tell a lot of people. Whether you are white, black, Jewish, Muslim, whatever it is, the Christian, whether you are gay, straight,
mm-hmm.
as long as you are funny, we'll put you on stage.
I love that.
As long as
long as you're funny. But you know what I love also? Because we talked about this on the last show. It has to be about humanity at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, even with politics right now and everything that's happening, we can't just look at... You know, there's this black person that's running in the community, or there's a black leader that's trying to come up. We have to look at the fact of who's going to do right by everyone, the majority and the minorities, okay? We can't look at, oh, well, this person's black and I'm going to vote for them just because of that. Are they qualified?
Exactly.
And we have to really look at that, because sometimes we get clouded, and that's something we do also in the black community. We're like, we want another black person to come up. We do, but we don't, because, you know, there's always that internal struggle.
Yeah.
We need to look at who's looking out for all communities, and it scales back to what we talk about, Weezy,
yeah.
about humanity.
Yeah.
Are they looking out for us, or are they only looking out for themselves? And a lot of politicians only look out for themselves.
Yeah, well, you know, we're trying to push an agenda, and when it comes to humanity, like, it's so crazy. Like, when you mention people's like humanity, I'm like, yeah. End
yeah.
of the day, when you remove race and you remove color and you socioeconomic status,
yeah.
we're all just human beings.
Mm-hmm.
On a human to human level, can I respect you
exactly
and not have all these precursors associated with
of
it,
course.
Right? You know, but that's what we're trying to preach on the Morning Detour. Big Will, letting people know the event one more time. Because everybody trying to come to the show right
yeah.
now.
For sure.
We're going to be there. So if you want to see all of
so
us.
Right now I'm going to close out my set this way. So a lot of people, instead of bringing me a birthday gift, because it is my birthday.
Talk
instead
to-
of.
Thank you. out tonight.
Tell me, baby, what is wrong with you sometimes? I want you to tell me, baby, what is wrong with you sometimes? You know, sometimes I believe, girl, that you're going to lose your mind. Now they know you're coming through this moment, your eyes all red. Not paying no attention to the doggone thing that I said. You grab your little bag and you got it all packed. Said, don't look for me, Daddy, because I won't be back. Now, tell me, baby, what is wrong with you sometimes? You know, sometimes I believe, girl, that's going to lose your mind. Now, you know, then I remember one time just about a week and a half ago. You was out fooling and squabbing with it, with the girl next door. What's the matter, babe? I don't understand. Why always going around just to raise and sing. Now, tell me, babe, what gets wrong with you sometimes? You know, sometimes I believe, girl, that's going to lose. Come in last night, you began to pout. You wouldn't even tell me what it was all about. I guess it's just about time for me to get mad. You are the silliest doggone woman that I ever had. Now every night, when you go to bed, you say to me, Daddy, I want you to rub my head. I rub your head, and I rub it well. Get up in the morning, start raining. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Now, will you please tell me, baby, what is wrong with you sometimes? You know, sometimes I believe, girl, that you're going to lose your mind.
Welcome back. You're listening to Hotel the Blues. You're on 90.3 CKUT FM. Just to recap the last couple of tracks on that set. Two tracks ago, we heard from Little Junior Parker from Memphis, Tennessee, playing Sitting at the Bar. And of course, from whom you just heard recently, that was John Henry Barbie, recorded live and from the George Mitchell Field Recording Collection. And that was his number, John Henry's number, Gonna Lose Your Mind. Now, coming up next, I've got a set for you in the little time we have left together. A set inspired by some of the artists from the the Musicians Music Maker Foundation from North Carolina. That is the Music Maker Relief Foundation from North Carolina. So a bunch of folks out there who we've talked a lot about on this program who help out in the day-to-day lives and preserving a Southern musical tradition, including the blues and country and gospel music. So here's a few artists who they've helped out, but also who they've helped to broadcast and amplify, you know. And after all, what we try to do here on CKUT is all about trying to amplify and perhaps more poignantly pass the mic over to other folks who usually don't get the chance to speak on the main airwaves or the main musical scene. So in that spirit, without further ado, here's some artists from the Music Maker Relief Foundation, and this is some of the artists who work with them. And here he is to get us started off on this list, on this cool set list. Here he is, without further ado, Willie King playing Sweet Potato Man. Hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
A message from the blues. When we come together, work together, enjoy together, the blues is happy.
Sweet potato man.
I'm your sweet potato man. I need your sweet pie.
when I come, I do what to do.
We can build, but let's not put Bloc Montréal and Morning Detour show together, because at the end of the day, it's about humanity. It doesn't matter the color of a or the race of a political leader. And if we're going to talk about nation, if we're going to talk about nation building, you know, my great grandfather is Cree, so we're going to talk about natives. If we're going to talk about nation building, so like that's why I tell people when I travel across the border, I'm like that person that they really don't like. I have dual citizenship. I'm native. I'm Black. I'm Ukrainian Russian. So I want to have a conversation with your political leader, because he is.
So you're talking about our diversity.
Clearly, you want to get about our
diversity. I want to, because people need to know who to vote for. It's important.
Okay, hold on, guys. We ain't got so much time. Mr. Keaton Clark. How could the people of the Marguerite Bourgeois District, LaSalle, how could they go out on October 1st and vote for you? You represent the Bloc Montréal. You're a candidate.
Yes.
How can they come out and vote for you? They heard you speak. I love how you're talking.
I love Keaton.
I love what you're bringing to the table. How could the constituents of the Marguerite Bourgeois District in LaSalle come out and vote for you on October 3rd?
Well, on October 3rd, at the ballot, it'll be Keaton Clark, Bloc Montréal.
Yes.
Put your mark for me and allow me. Give me the opportunity.
Yes.
Yes, I agree.
To stand as the MNA in the Quebec National Assembly and have that voice to bring about the changes, speak of the things that we all talk about.
Yes.
And again, I'm just going to refer back to nation building, because it is not I, we're going to have the cat talking about nation building. You're talking about culture not on the same level. We're talking about a collective. We're talking about moving forward still when it comes to the sovereignty and separation and division. So we have to look at that seriously. We don't look at the language issues that they brought out. Bill 101 is 45 years old. Now we're talking about Bill 96, bring it back again. That's continuing. So when we're talking about building, we're talking about diversity, we're talking about all the cultures who've been here. Whether it's the Greeks, the Italians, the Irish, the Blacks, everybody's been here. And we built Quebec as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we cannot be denied. We cannot be put aside as it doesn't matter. Our contribution doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. We matter.
I agree with you. I think you're a very strong candidate.
In terms of the one, I understand. I understand the idea of you saying Bloc Montréal, Baron Holness. I understand what you're saying. Invite him. But we're talking about you right now.
We're just focused on you and Marguerite Bourgeois because I personally believe that you're a great candidate for Ville LaSalle, and I want people to go out and understand that they need to go vote for you, because at the end of the day, sometimes political leaders don't win in situations, but parties and ridings win. And I want people to really focus on the fact that, you see, I asked you the difficult questions because I've worked on television, I've worked on news, so I'm going to ask you those difficult questions. And you're standing strong, you're pushing for the community. And that's what I want people to see. And that's the reason why I asked you those difficult questions, so you can get the votes. So,
I accept those difficult questions, as you put it, but I find those questions is questions that we all need to be asked. We all need answers for.
100%.
And when it comes to eight candidates, I am one, but we have more candidates out there in different districts.
Yeah.
But hold on, Mr. Keaton,
because we're coming up to the end of the show right now. We want to thank you for being on the show. He's representing the Marguerite Bourgeois District, LaSalle. Oh, man, it's going down. Bloc Montréal, Mr. Keaton, vote for him for LaSalle.
Keaton's amazing.
Let's play some music. Make sure you come back before the election. Let's get this thing popping. I want to finish with some Sir, but that was Mr. Keaton Clark. Vote for him.
Yes.
Bloc Montréal candidate, Marguerite Bourgeois District, LaSalle. Let's get it popping.
Woo!
I love the energy. I thank you guys very much. I appreciate it. Let's keep it going.
Thank you.
Let's give us that voice in the National Assembly so we can represent all of Quebec and specifically talk about Montreal and the growth of Montreal that we need here to make sure that we can take care of the infrastructure repairs and the social housing issues that we have in Montreal and across Quebec. Thank you very much.
Fly you down to Florida tonight, Miami where the water stays warm. Maybe we can do what we like.
My radio stuck on CKUT. I don't know. Fix it. CKUT, the number one radio station in Montreal. We give you the sun, the moon, the rain, the stars and the mountain. CKUT give you the word.
Good morning and welcome.
You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
This is Jazz Amok.